This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated.
Hello and welcome to Tech Guide, episode 599, one more to 600. Great to have your company once again. Thank you for listening. My name is Stephen Fenech and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, Telstra has pushed back the 3G closure date to give customers more time to switch. And we speak to Withings Head of Consumer Products, Mathau Manento, about the company's exciting roadmap. In the Tech Guide reviews, Roborock has released its new S8 Max V Ultra robot vacuum. Netgear has unveiled the new Orbi 970 with Wi-Fi 7. And why Australians are turning to AI to navigate online dating. And we'll answer all of your questions in the Tech Guide help desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, the company that keeps you connected, and Norton, the company that keeps you protected. Well, we all knew the date for the closure of the 3G network, Telstra's 3G network. I think it was announced 5 years ago. And as we approach the date was supposed to be in June, was going to be June the 30th. We did discover that there was nearly 750,000 customers who are still using smartphones that rely on, that still require a 3G connection. And in particular, a 3G connection to make emergency calls. So these are the older, they might be 4G for calls, and some are just straight out 3G devices, but there's still a lot of them out there. Telstra even went as far as setting up an SMS service so customers can check their device's compatibility. That service, by the way, if you are a Telstra customer and you're not sure, you can text the number 3 to 3498. And you'll get a reply from, you need to text from the device in question, and it'll tell you whether it's okay or not. Now, the initial shutdown date, as I mentioned, was supposed to be June 30, 2024. They've now extended that by 2 months to August the 30th, 2024. And the reason they're giving is just to give customers more time to update their devices to make sure they're not caught out once they flick the switch. So it is really important if you know someone, you might, maybe it's your own older device you need to check on, because 3G works. They're talking about 3G services not just for calls but also for data and emergency calls as well. So if you have a device that relies on 3G for any of those things, then you need to make a change. Now, in the case of the emergency calls, the feature in question that your device needs to have. So you, I've seen many devices, and we're talking old, like 5-6 year old devices and older. If you might see 4G on your phone and think, oh, I'll be right, I don't need 3G. Your device might not have a feature called VoLTE, which is voice over LTE. That is what's required for you to make an emergency call. You don't want to find that out when it's too late. That's one of the reasons why Telstra is pushing back the shutdown. So it's going to be closer to when Optus shuts theirs down. Optus is still scheduled for September to shut their 3G network down. Now Telstra's extended to the end of August. So it does give us even more time to get our act together to make sure there's no people left behind on that old network. So yeah, check out your devices. Check out, you may have parents, grandparents, friends, family, I think it's worth a check because you don't want them being caught out. It's frustrating if you can't make a call on if you haven't got the connection to the network, but even more frustrating and potentially life-threatening if they can't connect to emergency services. And unless they check now, they're only going to discover they can't do that at the worst possible time when they actually need emergency services. Something definitely worth thinking about. So yeah, the 3G closure has already happened with Vodafone, by the way. coming up with Telstra and Optus. Vodafone customers are thinking, well, why, if I make a triple O call, what happens now? Well, there's still the Telstra and Optus 3G network, so it'll roam across to their network to make sure you can still connect. But once all the 3G networks are down, you'll need to connect with a phone that has voice over LTE, V-O-L-T-E. LTE is another name for 4G. So voice over 4G, if it's enabled, then you're good to go. But you now have more time to get your act together. So if you want to check that story out, all the details, also some really good 3G closure frequently asked questions that I've published again, and some quotes there from the Telstra CEO, Vicky Brady. Well worth your consideration. You can check that out at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
Righto. Well, Withings is a brand we all know. They've been in Australia for a few years now. This is the fifth biggest market, I think, for them around the world. So Aussies are pretty big and loyal Withings customers. And we're talking Withings is all about medical devices, health and wellness devices. We're talking scales, sleep trackers, sleep analyzer. They have a really good the ScanWatch smartwatches as well. They do have a new product that's coming out two new products actually that's coming out. One that I saw at CES last year, and this is the Withings U-Scan, and another product called the BMO, which I saw at this year's CES. Now, you've got to remember a lot of these products they're classed as medical devices, so they do need TGA approval. That's the Therapeutic Goods Association. They do need that approval, and I understand the U-Scan will be out later this year, BMO early next year. I'll tell you what they are in a moment, and we're going to chat to Mathau from Withings. He's the head of consumer products. But just to give you, so you understand what we're talking about in the interview, just want to give you a quick recap on the products that we're going to talk about. The U-Scan, this is a product that you put in your toilet. It is actually, it analyzes your urine. Now, I did see this at CES 2023, so last year's CES, and it sits in your toilet bowl, can test your urine. Apparently, there are thousands of points in your urine that can be analyzed. So you can learn a lot from every time you go to the toilet. So this also has cartridges for men and women. There's one in common that you can have just for your nutrition and your health. There is another women's specific, which tracks your cycle and your ovulation periods and various things like that. And so it is a really good way for you to monitor within the Withings app just how well you're traveling. On the nutrition side, it might be all about your hydration and your energy and vitamin levels and all those sorts of things. It can give you a lot of information and could possibly point out an irregularity that you might think, oh, that's interesting, I better get that checked out. And that way you can prevent anything worse from developing. And that's the whole idea behind the whole range of products here, is that it gives you a top-down look at your health and all these stats, so you're able then to make an informed decision. And all this information can also be shared with your doctor as well. Now, the other product that we saw at this year's CES is a product called BMO. This is a multiscope, they call it. So it's a 4-in-1. It combines an ECG, an oximeter, so it measures your blood oxygen level, stethoscope, and thermometer. So four-in-one checkup, you can do that in less than 1 minute. And so for your temperature, you turn it on and just simply wipe it across your forehead. That takes your temperature. You can use this, of course, on yourself, on your family. There's also the stethoscope that can listen to your heart. The thermometer we mentioned already. ECG you put your thumbs on the special contacts, and it can then give you an ECG reading and can also measure your blood oxygen level as well. But the beauty of this product is it can be actually on a telehealth call. Say you're not actually with the doctor in person, but you're talking to them over the internet. They can actually tap into the Withings dashboard and see all the information from BMO live on their screen. So it's like they're listening to your heart in person, or looking at your temperature, looking at all those readings. So they've got all that information right in front of them. The other product is the sleep tracker. This was actually used at the Adelaide Institute of Sleep Studies, and it actually helped them discover, which you'll hear in the interview, they discovered a correlation between sleep apnea and your and other parts of your health. So I'll let Matthew explain it even better. I don't want to spoil the interview, but he does reveal some amazing information that was gathered during this study using the Withings product. They also have the ScanWatch, which I mentioned. So they've got a pretty decent portfolio of products. But the best person to explain it to all of us is the head of consumer product, and that's Matthew Manninto, who was in Australia for the very first time. So, yeah, you were saying it's your first time in Australia.
Yes.
Exciting times for you and for the company.
Yeah, exciting time for the company. Australia is a key market for us, fifth. And actually, we really want to invest, show that this is a growing market, and with the TGA backing us and clearing our devices along the years, mm-hmm. we really believe we have something to play here on the prevention side with our devices.
I noticed, I can remember your Withings watch was the first to have an ECG in Australia, yes. Even before Apple Watch.
Yeah, before Apple. We got the clearance for detecting cardiac anomalies such as the atrial fibrillation, and that was a huge win for us. And actually, we also were the first on Android for a couple of years because Apple is only on iOS. Mm-hmm. So for a couple of years worldwide, we were the only watch compatible with the Android with an ECG. So yeah, that shows our commitment to innovation on the healthcare industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, health and wellness seems to be top of mind now for customers, and with products like yours, people are deciding to take charge of their health. Is that the reason why your business is flourishing, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think COVID brought consciousness and awareness to the fact that people need to be play an active part in their health. And monitoring, prevention is the beginning of it all, basically. And having tools such as Withings devices that monitor on a regular basis on a non-invasive way in the background and give you alert when you need it, mm-hmm. it's exactly those kind of approach that we need to have with the healthcare industry in order to create a stronger link with your GP, with the healthcare industry.
Yeah. So I think you had one of the slides, was it care before cure, is that what it said?
Or? Yeah. From cure to care.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So we want to try to move from a model where actually you go to the hospital to get treatment, uh-huh. and being more in a proactive way where actually you know what happens, you see early signs of an illness, and basically you can share that with your GP. And he can act on it with the proper lighter treatment, mm-hmm. Before any big thing. And that's really today our strength. And that's why we keep on building proactive alerts system. And really the body scan is the best in class for that. I think
so you're talking about the scale. So is that the new one where you pull up a handle and you hold the handle? So tell us what that does.
Exactly. So that's a scale we just launched in Australia this year. Mm-hmm. It's our best-in-class scale. So you just grab the handle, step on the scale, and it will perform three major measurements. First being the body composition, a segmental one, being you'll know both your arms, the torso, both your legs, the exact amount of muscle mass in it. Yeah. So that's super precise. Then you can detect any cardiac anomalies. So you'll have a 6-lead ECG built in with the handle. Mm-hmm. And you'll also be able to detect any peripheral neuropathies. So that might seem a complex word, but basically 80% of cases where we found peripheral neuropathies, it's a major complication of type 2 diabetes.
Oh.
And this has been clinically proven. So those are, and it can be treated. You can act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Exercising, nutrition.
So if you don't know about it, it could be too late. Might be too late to do something.
No, it's never too late.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If you know, if exactly. you're made of, like, knowledge is power, right?
Knowledge is power, uh-huh. and the only way to know is to actually have the tool to screen and to yeah. do checkup on yourself and on the family. Mm-hmm. And basically, those tools are family-based. Yeah. And
well, let's talk about that, because on the table here in front of us, I'm going to talk about two of the newer products. So I know the watches are doing very well, but the U-Scan is an interesting product. So this yeah. I saw this at CES.
Yes.
And this is a product that you put in the toilet.
Yeah, it can seem awkward or, yeah. or new or different.
Yeah, but it's basically every time you go to the bathroom, you do a urine test.
Exactly. So you buy the U-Scan, you just insert it in your toilet bowl, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Hands-free, you'll get urine analysis on a daily basis if you choose to. So basically, there's a measurement plan going with the product, so uh-huh. it will help you measure at the right time, because you know sometimes urine is best in the morning or yeah. in the afternoon, depending on the use case. Uh-huh. So we'll guide you through that.
Uh-huh. And there's a lot to learn, isn't there, from urine?
Oh, but in urine, there is more than 3,000 metabolites, biomarkers wow. you can analyze. We choose to focus on four of them on the nutrition side in order to give you an overall 360 view of your metabolism, how it works, and yeah. actually how to act on it
right.
and to better manage your nutrition. Yes.
So there's a cartridge in there for nutrition for readings.
Exactly.
But also there's a female cartridge, so cycle tracking and all that. Is that right?
Absolutely. So it's a platform system. So there is a reader, mm-hmm. and then you buy cartridges.
Yep.
And there are cartridges for different use cases. You mentioned one being the nutrition. Mm-hmm. Another one around women's health mm-hmm. is exactly for the cycle syncing. So it will basically tell you when you have the most fertile day, mm-hmm. ovulation,
wow.
Based on the LH peak, which is a biomarker you can find in urine.
Okay. And there's also this new one here, the BMO.
Yes.
Which is, this is it's like having a doctor in your medicine cabinet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the...
Tell us about that one.
That's the extension, actually, of the GP. Uh-huh. What we really want to do is to make this link between patient and doctors much stronger.
Uh-huh.
And this is actually, I strongly believe in this tool. It's the next generation of at-home checkup yep. on the go. It's built for you and the whole family. It performs temperature detection for fever, as well as ECG and blood saturation level mm-hmm. for cardiac anomalies. And it can listen to your heart and lungs through a digital stethoscope.
So it's a stethoscope. It can take your temperature. Yeah. Yeah, and I liked how you swipe it across your forehead and yeah. it takes your temperature.
Exactly.
Yeah. I actually did it before you came in. Oh, mate. I already did it.
Nice. Yeah, so basically you just click on it, you
yeah.
swipe your forehead in
yep.
a contactless manner.
Yeah,
so
wow. And it's small too, look at the size of that thing. It's only, and so you see these sensors on the side here, that, is that to take your temperature, is it?
The temperature is on
that's from there, but what are these on the side here to do?
So
that's the...
Those are electrodes plus light sensors
right.
in order to see the blood oxygen in your
yeah, and so this is still all, this and the U-Scan are still awaiting TGA approval, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah.
And we're aiming at end of the year for the U-Scan and beginning of next year for BMO. And BMO, you mentioned the doctors it has, I think, a killer feature, which is the built-in televisit inside. Basically, a click away directly from the BMO, you generate a digital link that will actually send data to your practitioner, to your uh-huh. doctor, through a web dashboard, and he'll be able to see the data live coming from what you're recording, either on you or on your young child, if he has fever or any issue. Uh-huh. So
all the readings from this, the doctor can see.
Live.
So the temperature... Is it the stethoscope
yeah,
as well?
He can
listen to your heart, or he or she can listen
yeah,
to your heart
at the same time
over the internet.
Yes, it's wow. It works like a Zoom Zoom code.
Yeah.
you just send them vocally the code, the 6 digits code, into the live.withink.com platform.
Yep.
And then when you type that in, it will open up magically all your readings.
It's so important, isn't it, us keeping an eye on our health? The sort of we're aging population, and I'm sure families want to keep their families healthy. How important is the work you're doing to get these, to make these products accessible and easy to use? I remember you were saying design, ease of use is very important as well.
Yeah, the impact has to be on the masses, on a very large scale of the population, in order to have an impact on the system, on the health system. And that is exactly what you mentioned. Design makes you love the product, use it on a daily basis. And that's the beginning of it all, because you get longitudinal data over time. And that generates trends. And trends are the most useful data insight a doctor can have. Ease of use, so there is no barrier for elderly population, for instance, or a non-tech savvy population to use the device. A watch, you wear it. A scale, you step on it. A urine analyzer, you just go to the toilet. I mean, a sleep mattress, you just sleep on your mattress.
Yeah.
Those are magical products in a way. So there is no barrier to the usage, to the adoption. And then those are clinical products with clinical outputs. So it goes deep into the science, but also into the certification. And you mentioned TGA.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go through these regulators, but it's a good thing, because it's difficult for us, but once we do, actually, it sets us apart from the competition. And most of the companies, they don't know how to do it. They don't have the knowledge. They don't know how to put a product into a clinical trials. So mm-hmm. that's an expertise we have and we're good at.
You mentioned sleep as well. So that's another big product in your portfolio.
Yeah.
And you did mention that the Adelaide Institute of Sleep Health recognize your product as the best way to monitor sleep, is that right?
Yeah, they are their best ambassador in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They did clinical studies on their own. They're independent. And they actually made a world first discovery using our product. They found that during multi-nights, the variability of the sleep apnea index is directly correlated with the cardiovascular risk factor. Basically, it means that if this variability increases, there is a chance that uncontrolled hypertension increase as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually has never been proven in the past years, because we were lacking the tools and the data to prove that.
Yeah.
And thanks to the Adelaide Institute and Dennis Eckert's team, throughout the sleep analyzer as the cornerstone of the system, they prove that.
Wow.
That's amazing. And they have a lot more things to prove over the years. And recently, they've been aired on the TV show called Sleep Sleep Revolution.
Yep.
On the 3 episodes, where you can see the Adelaide Institute, the sleep analyzer product.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing.
And I understand there's a bit of interest from a bedding manufacturer to incorporate your product. Is that news yet? Have we got a scoop here? Or?
We're in discussion with a famous bed manufacturer.
Yeah,
and we'll see.
You're not going to tell. But you're not going to tell us now, are you? We can't say.
We keep it
under wraps for now.
Yeah, we can't say for now. But actually, we're. Yeah, it shows the interest of the whole market.
Wow.
And the industry, and the fact that we have a positive impact on the health of many. And that's actually what we want to do. We are a company that manufactures powerful health scan, and we'll keep doing so if consumers keep loving us and loving the product and use them. So it's really thanks to the consumer.
Absolutely. Well, keep up the good work. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly supported by Netgear. They're Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. When it comes to elite Wi-Fi performance across your entire home, Orbi Wi-Fi 7 is in a class of its own. leveraging over 25 years of Netgear engineering innovation and exclusive patented technology, the Orbi 970 brings an elegant new design and high-performance antennas for exceptional 360-degree Wi-Fi coverage across every corner of your home, no matter the layout, from the front door to the backyard, across all your devices simultaneously. Unleash unimaginable possibilities with the most powerful Orbi yet and experience Wi-Fi 7 perfected. Find out more at netgear.com.au.
And now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenech.
Well, Roborock is a name that we know pretty well in the robot vacuum space. And I was actually their guest up in Cairns last week for the official unveiling of the new S8 Max V Ultra robotic cleaner. Now, this is an all-in-one, hands-off system that can vacuum and can also mop. It also features some pretty impressive technology that makes all of that easier, more efficient, and effective. Now, this is a robot vacuum from a company that has been around for a little while. They've sold more than 15 million vacuums in more than 170 countries. And they continue their success here in Australia. They have just released this product. It is available now. So anyone looking for a new vacuum would best check these guys out. They have, here's some interesting stats for you. They spend more than $300 million annually in research and development. Here's a fact I found fascinating too. Now, this is obviously a company with a lot of engineers, and they're the guys who actually come up with the products and make them better and improve them over time. I learned that the Roborock engineers actually man the phones at Roborock. So they're talking directly to customers. So customers rings up for support or ask questions. They're talking directly to the customers. So getting that customer experience, that feedback. So what better way of learning how to improve your product than by talking to your customers? There's a saying, your customers are your best engineers, and the engineers are talking to the customers, which is awesome. Now let's get back to the robot vacuum. The S8 Max V Ultra has 10,000 PA of suction power. There's also a duo roller riser brush. So there's two rollers sort of coming together, less tangles, makes the cleaning a bit more efficient. It also has the VibraRise 3.0 mopping system, which I'll talk about in a sec. The Duo Roller Riser means less tangles, faster clean. The VibraRise 3.0 mopping system moves the brushes 4,000 times a minute. So that's pretty intense scrubbing action right there. The mop pads can also rise 20 millimeters so they don't cross-contaminate while vacuuming your carpets. So before they're being cleaned, they rise up out of the way so they can still vacuum your carpet before heading back to the station, which does all the cleaning. I'll explain that in a minute. It also has the Reactive AI 2.0 obstacle recognition and avoidance system. This can identify and avoid items in its path and even recognize different types of dirt and stain. So it'll say, oh, that looks pretty hard. That looks pretty intense. Let's up the cleaning accordingly, shall we? This is what the robot is deciding second by second. It uses a LiDAR navigation system as well, so it can navigate precisely within your home, map your floor plan, so it creates the most ideal cleaning and mopping path. There's also a built-in voice assistant, so it even works without a Wi-Fi connection. So it allows you to control the unit just with your voice. So all you need to say is, hello, Rocky, and then the issue is you can issue commands like stop, start, return to the base station, clean a specific room. So when it maps your home, you can label the rooms in your home and it'll remember, okay, that's the bedroom one, bedroom two, lounge room, whatever. And you can then call them out by name so that you can send the robot to those particular rooms. You can also clean around where there's an accidental spill. You can tell it to return to the base station and more. It's compatible also, by the way, with Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant. Here's another cool feature, and I know this from experience. My dogs, my Dalmatians, were terrified of the robot vacuum cleaner. It used to scare them a bit and move out the way. The S8 Max V Ultra has a pet recognition function. So when it travels around your home, it can locate your pet. And when it sees your pet, it actually powers down a little bit. It stops its main brush so the noise it's a bit quieter and moves out of the way as well so it doesn't scare them. So that's pretty considerate, isn't it? It also has a deep cleaning mode so you can clean around where your pets spend most of their time. Your pet might, like my dogs, shed a lot of little hairs and you can vacuum those things up. But so wherever they happen to be in your home, you can send it where they normally frequent in your house and do a bit of a deeper clean in those particular areas. There is also a customizable app, lets you do all the control. You control it, set schedules, do all of those sorts of things. And it also has Matter compatibility. Matter is the format, sort of the new standard that all smart devices have adopted so that it's easier to connect and use in the same home different brands of smart devices. And the Roborock Max V S8 Max V Ultra is also Matter compatible because the app allows you to control it through that as well. So it is just makes things a little bit easier. I think Matter is, you're going to hear a lot more about that. There's a lot of products already in the market that are Matter compatible. So it means that it's like how I compare it to Bluetooth. So you know that Bluetooth is a standard across all devices and all products or connected products. So all headphones, for example, and all smartphones talk to each other using that standard. So imagine Matter being that for your home. No matter your network, whatever phone you have, whatever app you're running, you can control several from one app. So it gives you that bit more ease of use, and the Roborock S8 Max V Ultra fits into that frame. Now, it also has the Rock Dock Ultra. So this is the docking station that powers the device. It also it's where the vacuum comes to empty all its dust. So it uploads all the dust out of the bin. So it empties the bin. It also, because don't forget it's a mop, it then removes the dirty water and allows you to add the clean water. And it cleans the mops with hot water. I think it's 60 degrees Celsius. It cleans the mops and then uses heated air to dry the mops as well. Says, yeah, I have seen some other mops that you need to clean manually. If you haven't done it for a while, they tend to pong a little bit. They smell a bit. But with this cleaning station, and other brands have similar stations, but in Roborock's case, it uses 60 degree Celsius water and air so that you can get a clean pad and also dry it at the same time. Now, how much is it, I hear you ask? This Roborock S8 Max V Ultra is available now. It's priced at $2,999. I know it's not cheap, but it does really take all the cleaning off your hands. It's a one-stop cleaning system. It allows you to, I think it's a, you can up to 6 or 7 weeks with that Rock Dock where you don't have to touch it. It just does everything for you, vacuums, mops. It also has, I forgot to mention one of its best new features. It also has a new extension brush. So it's a flexi arm to extend the side brush to get into the tight little spaces, usually not accessible by a robot vacuum. So whether it's close to a wall or underneath a bit of furniture, it pokes out and gets to within 1.65 millimeters of the wall or the edge where it happens to be. That's pretty good. I completely forgot to tell you that at the top. Talk about burying the lead. That is one of its new features. So yeah, the whole host of new features there, and I think it adds up to a pretty impressive cleaning system. I'm actually going to receive this and we'll have a full review. You'll see, read about that on Tech Guide in the coming weeks. But if you want to take a look at it, we did a shot a little video and you can also read our story. You can check all of that out at techguide.com.au. Now, as you know, Netgear is one of the sponsors of the Tech Guide podcast, have been for a while, and you heard in our ad previously about the new Orbi Wi-Fi 7, the Orbi 970 series. Well, it's out. It's available now, and I haven't had a look at it yet. I will be reviewing it, But this is the new flagship Orbi Mesh system. Orbi Mesh has really changed the way Wi-Fi, the quality of Wi-Fi in Australian homes. It has made it so that you have a consistent wireless network, consistent speeds around your home. There's nobody that I have recommended this to who has come back to me and said it didn't work and didn't help them. Every person that I've recommended a Netgear Orbi to has had a great result. So imagine now we're up to Wi-Fi 7. This is the latest wireless standard, the latest wireless technology, and it is under the hood now for the Orbi 970 series. The previous model, the 960, had Wi-Fi 6E, which was still good, still fast, still produced pretty fast speeds, but the Wi-Fi 7 takes it to another level. Now, you got to remember, we're at a time now when multi-gig speeds are going to become a reality. The NBN eventually will offer, you can get 1 gigabit per second now, but there will be faster speeds available in the future. So if you want to future-proof your network, then the Orbi 970 series can certainly help you do that. It also comes at a time where the number of connected devices we have in our homes is also increasing. How many smart devices have you got in your place? How many devices connected to the network? I reckon you'll be surprised. You might have 30, 40, even 50 without knowing it. If you've got maybe some lights, some smart switches, they all add up. Even the products that we've got connected, like our gaming consoles, TVs, they're all there as well. And plus now our streaming expectations are very high. We're streaming 4K content regularly. Soon to be 8K content. We'll be able, with the 970, easily stream 8K video quality. We're also connecting, working from home, connecting on video calls, working remotely. And now we're starting to enjoy augmented reality, virtual reality games and entertainment. All that stuff needs bandwidth, and the Wi-Fi 7 can take care of that. So it takes the 6 gigahertz band that was first opened up in the Wi-Fi 6E model and expands it even further. It expands it to 320 megahertz, which bigger capacity, better speeds, improved performance. It also delivers a more powerful wireless network that will reach everywhere in your home, much better range. So it immediately, from the front yard to the backyard, you're going to get pretty solid connection right there. By the way, just because this is called Wi-Fi 7 doesn't mean it's not backwards compatible. So if you've got a Wi-Fi 6 or an older product, it's still going to connect, not a problem. Wi-Fi 7 and Wi-Fi 6E products will be, they'll have a little bit more preference. They'll be given their own little channels on the device here, on the network, but it will still quickly connect your older devices. Don't think you need to go out and buy every single wireless product brand new again. That's not the case. So it takes all that. It's got brand new antennas under the hood as well. There are 12 antennas underneath this thing, 12 internal high-performance antennas and high-powered amplifiers, so you're getting 360-degree coverage. Now, they've had a bit of a design tweak as well. They are a little bit more cylindrical. Before, they were sort of more flat oval shapes. Now, they're thinner, more cylindrical, but with a smaller footprint. So it's easier to find the space for them. And they actually look pretty cool. They actually can fit in. They don't look like a router or a satellite. They look pretty cool. Now, the other Wi-Fi 7 feature that the new Netgear Orbi utilizes is the multi-link operation. So this combines a dedicated 5 gigahertz band and the 6 gigahertz band. There are 4 bands, by the way, to double the connection speed between the router and the satellites around your home and achieve 10 gigabits per second wireless backhaul. Backhaul is the data flow from the satellites back to the router, because it's a two-way street when it wants a wireless network. So the data comes in, but there's also data coming back, and the backhaul is where that happens. The Orbi has 4 bands and the unique enhanced dedicated backhaul to maintain the speed of the network across all devices. Others without the dedicated backhaul use the normal channels for the backhaul. So it compromises the channels that normally is sending data out in the network. So that's where the backhaul here is a lot better. So the result is lower latency, faster data transfers. Orbi Smart Connect feature can automatically select the best and fastest band for every device in your home. And the Wi-Fi 7, 6E, they're preferred. They're preferred customers. They get the faster bands as well. Now, on the router is a 10 gig internet port plus a 10 gig and four 2.5 gig Ethernet ports. So you can actually plug stuff in and achieve those sorts of speeds, faster speeds you can achieve in your home today. The Orbi can cover up to 660 square meters. That's actually a 10% increase more than the 960 series, and it can support up to 200 connected devices. Pretty big. Now, I need to talk to you about the price. It is not cheap. The Orbi, the 970 series with the router and two satellites, so the three-pack is $4,299. May get cheaper in the future, I don't know. But this is brand new tech. And that's the price. It is high, I've got to tell you. It is very high. Not everyone can afford this. And not there won't be many people who think, oh, let's just toss out our existing Orbi and spend $4,300 on the new one. Certainly not. But I think the customer for this sort of product is someone who maybe is building a new home, renovating their home, wants the latest and greatest. It really wants to make an investment in their wireless connectivity. They might have a large family who, the minute that there's no the internet's down or there's no good Wi-Fi, they're going to hear about it. So there's all those factors to consider. As I said, it's not for everyone. This is expensive product. It's brand new, the first of its kind. Orbi, mesh network, Wi-Fi 7, the whole kit and caboodle. $4,299, and an add-on satellite on its own is $1,599. So if you want to add a third satellite, then you're looking at over $6,000. You're looking at about $6,000 if you want that much. So Orbi, the 970 series, you can check it out at Tech Guide. We've done a wrap-up of all the features. I haven't reviewed it yet. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it and just really testing those amazing speeds and range. But it is the latest and greatest technology, and that comes at a price. If you want to check out the story, you can check all of that out at techguide.com.au. Now, how many of you listening right now are on the online dating apps, or on the dating apps or online looking for true love? There's a lot of Australians are doing that. It's quite common. I remember back in the day when the internet was sort of, you know, about 20 years ago, early days of the internet, meeting someone on the internet was seemed like, oh, really? You met him on the internet? It was unusual and not very common. Fast forward to 2024 and it's everyone's meeting on the internet nowadays. So it is pretty common. And Aussies, there's a report done by Norton, our other great sponsor. They had a report, the Norton Cyber Safety Insights Report Special Release Online Dating, and they revealed that Australians are turning to AI to help them navigate online dating, to increase their chances, not only to increase chances of finding a match, but also to protect themselves from becoming the victim of a scam. Romance scams are quite popular. A lot of people fall for them. In fact, this study showed 27% of people surveyed have been scammed, so have been the victim of a dating scam. So it's not uncommon. Now, this report shows that more than half of Australian online daters, that's 58%, would consider taking on AI to be their coach in the dating game. Now, the report shows that Aussies spend on average 9 hours a week and spend $170 in their lifetime on dating apps and services. So why not improve that investment with AI to help them steer them through online dating to come up with a favorable match? So the survey showed that 64% are interested in using AI for various reasons. One, to write pickup lines and conversation starters. That's 64% of people would do that. 59% would use AI to improve their dating profile. 59% would also use AI for photo enhancement, help them look their best. So that's just part of the story. But Norton says there is a dark side to dating. I mentioned before, nearly a third of Australians, 27%, have been targeted by a dating scam. 2 in 5 people have been targeted. On top of that, 25% of Australians who've used a dating app have admitted to being catfished. Those bastards. So look, it's not easy out there, I understand, but having AI by your side can help you. And Norton actually has an app called Norton Genie. We spoke about it, I think, last year. This is a free app that helps you identify a scam. Now, sometimes there are scams out there. And what you can do with the Norton Genie, this is a free app. It is a scam detection app. So you can review suspicious texts, emails, web links, including those that direct people to fake dating sites or website links from prospective matches. So you got to be careful out there. A potential match might say, oh, check out this great shopping website I discovered. Really cool, great prices, and you're there and you're shopping around. It's a fake website. You're spending money. You're never going to get any products back. This is all part of the thing. They get under your guard. They get your trust on a dating app and then do those sorts of things to you. But you can improve your chances with AI, according to this report from Norton. Very interesting. I haven't been in the dating game for 36 years. I'm happily married nearly 32 years. According to my 32nd anniversary in November this year, I would have been married for 32 years. And where there was no such thing as the internet when we met. And it might have been just as well. It wasn't around. The Norton report uncovered that 1 in 5 Australians have used a dating app and also have given, 1 in 5 have also given a false age on their dating profile as well. The current online dating users ranked Tinder as the most popular, 63%, and Bumble as the safest dating apps, while Telegram is rated the least safe, with only 42% agreeing that it is safe. Over half, it's 56%, have used an online dating app while traveling or on vacation as well. So there you have it. The dating game, it's pretty complex by the sounds of it. It's all happening online. And if you've got AI by your side, then I think your chances are going to improve. You can read that full report at techguide.com.au.
You're listening to Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly supported by Norton. They're the company that can keep you and your family safe online. Do you know you're being tracked, profiled, and targeted online every day from advertisers and other businesses? Do you know how private you are while browsing online? Using incognito mode is only one part of how you can disguise your digital footprint. If you're searching something private or sensitive online, whether it's medical, financial, or otherwise, it's important to ensure you aren't being tracked online. You can now stay more private online with Norton AntiTrack. Go beyond clearing browser history and stopping targeted ads. With Norton's anti-fingerprinting tech and tracking alerts on a dashboard, you can browse anonymously and seamlessly to help keep you more private online. Included with Norton Private Email, you can no longer have to share your real email address with services you don't want to. It also blocks hidden email trackers. Norton AntiTrack helps you stay more private online and lets you know who is trying to track you. Get Norton AntiTrack today, available from Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, Officeworks, or au.norton.com.
All your tech questions answered. This is the Tech Guide Help Desk.
The Tech Guide Help Desk is proudly supported by Belkin. Belkin, the place to go, belkin.com/AU. If you want to buy cables, MagSafe products, USB hubs, you name it, they've got it. Screen protectors, plenty there. belkin.com/AU. Now, at the top of the show, we mentioned the impending 3G closure. And I thought we'd discuss a couple of phones that were being released by Aspera Mobile. Now, they're all about affordable technology and easy-to-use technology as well. They've released a couple of new phones that could be a great alternative for those customers who don't want to spend too much money. They don't want a smartphone, but they still want to be connected after the 3G closure. Two devices, the F50 flip phone, $99. The F48 candy bar device, $69. They have they're compatible with 3G and 4G. They do have 4G voice over LTE, so you can connect once 3G is down. So these products are pretty simple to use, and as you hear by the prices, very affordable as well. Now, the F50 is a flip phone, comes with its own charging cradle, and has a one-touch SOS call button. It has indicators on the front to show you when a call or message is coming through and when the phone is charging. There's also a torch on board, a simple 2-megapixel camera to capture basic images, and that'll get you out of trouble. The F50 is available in two colors, red and midnight blue, and that's $99. Can you believe? Now, the F48 is what they call a candy bar style. So it's not foldable. It's just a candy bar phone. It's got a 2.4-inch display, physical number pad, and navigation keys, and is only $69. Not everyone wants a smartphone. All they want to do is text and make calls. These phones will help you do it. There's a camera on there if you want to take some photos. You're not going to get photos as good as an iPhone or a Samsung, but you can still connect, calls, text, really simple to use. Aspera Mobile, been at it for a while with these simple, affordable, easy-to-use products. They've done it again with the Aspera Mobile F50 and the Aspera Mobile F48, and you can check them out at techguide.com.au. You have reached the end of our show for this week. If you need to find out about anything that we've spoken about, any more info on anything we've spoken about on the show, you can, of course, find it at techguide.com.au, and feel free to get in touch. We love hearing from you. Info at techguide.com.au is our email address, or click on the Ask Stephen icon and that will generate an email to me as well. We want to give a special thanks to our great sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs, and also Norton, the company that can keep you and your family safe online. Please support the great sponsors who've been supporting the Tech Guide podcast. Thank you once again for listening. We'll be back next week with episode 600. Please tune in. There's going to be some special offers, some prizes you can win. We'd love to have your company for episode 600. That's next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.